the theme for today's show in one word, community. We just got a preview of the pop-up market that's coming to Family Natural Foods here. And now we're going to visit with the Encourage Foundation and get their monthly update. We got a bunch of things to talk about, including a community picnic. And Corey Anfinson is here, and Amy Scheid is here. Holy buckets. Hi, Amy.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad to have you both here. I mean, like I said, this is really turning out. I look like a genius when these kind of shows happen.
It's all you, Carl.
No, because the theme, everyone goes, wow, what a neat theme. Well, this happened. So let's talk about, where did you want to begin? With the planning for the community picnic or?
That sounds great. We can start there.
Okay.
Well, picnic is coming up Wednesday, August 1st. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we have some great updates this year. I'll let Amy share some great information about food. But the first thing I want to say is this picnic does not happen without volunteers. So we are in recruitment right now. We need volunteers early in the day, but we also need them during the shifts. And that's where we're seeing our biggest need right now, is we really need folks willing to work either shift one or two, so either 4 to 6 or 5:45 to 8 p.m. So
okay.
If anyone's looking for a way to get involved in their community and give back and partner, we would love to have them.
And I will be there to help you guys again.
We love that you help us out every year, Carl.
I will be there. Yeah, and this year we're not going to have any rain, so I don't have to worry about any electrocution issues.
Absolutely not. 78 sunny with a slight breeze.
Well, that's it.
Perfect.
And then I can talk about all of the great things happening and introduce the entertainment, and we can all have a great time.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things last year, which I liked, it was a change that you made, and I liked it because it encourages community, is that instead of having a whole bunch of collection of food stands that you go to and get stuck in a line maybe, let's have one like a buffet area, big area, then you go get your food, and then you go sit down, and you have like a family meal.
That's right, Carl. And that is our intention again this year, is to use food as an opportunity for folks to get together and have a wonderful conversation with their neighbors. We'll have a very typical picnic plate like you would find at any community picnic or backyard barbecue, mix of hot dogs, burgers, veggie burgers, and salads that are being prepared by local volunteers as well.
Okay, and that's great. And it's family friendly, it's fun, and people can get their food and then sit down and enjoy the evening with their friends and neighbors, make some new friends.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole point of the picnic is to bring community members together to the same place, share a meal, meet someone new, reimagine, you know, what our community looks like. You know, we're in the most beautiful space down there right in front of the riverfront. And sometimes we don't always have the opportunity to sit down and just say hello to someone and get to know someone a little bit better. And the picnic provides that opportunity to see who all is in our community, because we get such a variety of folks down there.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because 2 years ago I met this African-American gentleman who was new to the area from the Chicagoland area, him and his family, and they were absolutely in love with the area. He was working for one of the local companies, and I welcomed him to the community. He said, well, how did you end up here in Wisconsin? And he said he just fell in love with the place. And he says, people don't realize what you have here, and I think sometimes you need outside eyes to tell you what a gift we have in this community.
And, you know, our biggest gift is the people who live here.
That's it.
So the community picnic really highlights that. You know, we get 7,000, 8,000 people downtown sharing a meal, enjoying each other's company, enjoying the assets that we have, which includes that riverfront, but also, you know, performances, and then seeing their community members giving back and partnering with us is so important. They see those volunteers in their blue shirts out there handing out a dilly bar, or they see their friend who they know. Up there performing on stage, or they see, oh, wow. You know,
that's what Carl looks like.
Yeah, that's probably
so true.
So it's nice for people to see those things happening. It's the true spirit of community. We love it.
And it is a lot of fun. And I dare, if you're thinking about volunteering, do it. Because I have not met a volunteer at that picnic who is not having a good time.
Absolutely not.
They are they're smiling for a reason. They're having fun helping out their friends and neighbors, and meeting new friends with the picnic. So what, you mentioned this kind of locally sourced food as much as possible. So where are we getting our food from? Do we want to salute some of the food vendor or food purveyors that you are going to be
yes.
working with?
Well, absolutely, Carl. It's more than ever this year we're seeing as much local food as possible being incorporated into the meal.
That's awesome.
Yes. We have a local meat provider within a very short distance of our community that will be providing products to be grilled on site.
As oh, that'll be fun.
Yes. So if any of you consider yourself to be a master grill master, let Corey know. You'd love to volunteer and take a shift of grilling. And then the salads, as they have in the past, are being prepared by restaurateurs, local facilities like Family Natural, who you just met, farms in the area. And they're doing that with local food purchased from the farm market or grown at their facilities. We've expanded that opportunity for our salad preparers this year and incorporated a new process called the Picnic Dollar. And we are providing those preparers with those dollars to spend at either Wood County or Peach Street Markets.
Oh, cool. So where is that money from Encourage or?
It is.
Okay.
Yes, we're reimbursing those dollars back to the farmers that grow
excellent.
That food and then have it transformed into something delicious. Additionally, of course, we'll have the picnic staple of potato salad with all of those potatoes being provided to the picnic by Okra Family Farms.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, this is going to be cool. This is, and if nothing else, if your picnic repertoire is a little stale, attending this will get you, wow, I never thought you could do that with pasta or those potatoes or whatever. Because we have some very creative, chefs and the like. Now, where is all this food? You mentioned there'll be some grilling on site, but the salads and like, where is the preparation for that happening? And how is that coordinated, and maybe some thank yous for that as well?
Absolutely. Well, there are dozens of different restaurants, farms, and facilities in the area that are providing salads and partnering with Encourage as host of the picnic this year. So many of the different restaurants that you see in the area are participating. We actually have almost 10 new partners this year doing salad preparation or doing some baking for us so that those desserts needs are met as well. So if your church or service organization would be willing to do some baking for us, we are still looking for volunteers for that as well.
Oh, yeah, and churches know about picnics. So if you got if you want to help out by making some bars or something like that for the picnic, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, even if you just have like a book club, you know, that
right.
six or seven of you that could come together and, you know, bake 12 dozen cookies for us, every cookie's going to count because we have lots of hungry people and lots of cute little kids that want to enjoy those cookies at the picnic.
That's the thing. I always notice the kids always want to, and I remember when I was a kid, so it always brings a smile to my face. The kids always want to start with dessert.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to start with dessert.
Yeah. You bet.
Little dilly bar.
But, absolutely.
But the thing we want to encourage, and no pun intended, but we do want to encourage, is let's get some more volunteers for those shifts. So how can folks volunteer?
Folks can volunteer by going to the Encourage website, and right on the front page of our website, you're going to see a banner that says, interested in volunteering in the community picnic, and they register online. Now, if someone doesn't have online access, they can certainly call our office, and I'd be happy to help them get that taken care of.
Yeah, that would. And like I said, you are going to enjoy yourself. You are going to have a great time. You're going to make some new friends. You're going to feel a lot better about your community. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anybody that comes to the community picnic that leaves grumpy and upset about the future of this community, because I don't know of any other community in the state of Wisconsin that undertakes something like this. Do you?
Not that I'm aware of, but we're certainly proud of it. And
yeah, it is something to be proud of.
And it's here.
Yeah, it is something. So mark it on your calendar. It's August 1st, and the hours will be
4:30 to 8 p.m. downtown in front of the Tribune Building.
Yeah. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about all the other things. But this is a family-friendly event, and this year we're going to have. That was the first picnic that we had some rain.
Yep.
This year it's going to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're going to have 75, 80, no bugs. Everybody's going to have a good time, and you're going to make some connections, some new connections at your community picnic. We're getting our Encourage update. We're talking about the community picnic. Also on the agenda, some Tribune teaser events, one of which is happening this week, and a global giving challenge. In part two, we're getting our Encourage Foundation update, and Corey Amphenson is here, and Amy Scheid from Great Expectations is here as well. We were just during the break talking about last year's community picnic, and yeah, it rained. But do you remember? People helped out each other. We laughed, like I was the entertainment, and we had to unplug everything, so nobody got it. So my announcing gig was pretty much, coming up next! Because we couldn't use a PA system, but everybody got along, and we were laughing. And yeah, we were bummed out and maybe a little wet and miserable, but Amy, you were saying you were watching the food tent, and people were, you know, sharing umbrellas and...
Absolutely, and treating it like it was the best day in the world.
And we still had 4,500 people show up on a rainy night in downtown Wisconsin Rapids to get together with their friends and neighbors for a picnic.
Yep, demonstrating how important it is to people to be a part of that event, rain or shine.
That's it. So this year, we're going to have a beautiful night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the meantime, we need some volunteers. So sign up for a shift.
Absolutely. Or if you are interested in getting a group together to bake, give us a call.
Yes, right.
And we'll help get you set up with that.
Yeah,
we'd love that.
Yeah, you might have some.
You'll be everyone's favorite person. Speak
that's right.
The highlight.
Yeah, you can go, hey, listen, we make some killer brownies. We want them.
Yes, I like brownies.
Mm-hmm. I do. I love brownies. Okay, well, since you're talking about the Tribune building, mm-hmm. we have some Tribune teaser events. And I guess they're called teaser events because we're trying to get people to continue imagining what the Tribune building will become.
Yeah, to the best of our ability, we're planning, you know, some while you wait. Here's some pop-up events that are going on to give you a little taste, you know, a little tease of what's coming up. And so we had our first one the last week of May, and it was a Wellness Wednesday. And we had Tai Chi in front of the building. And it was so wonderful. It was so much fun. It was a free class. You know, imagine that flexible space on the second floor of the Tribune building. You know, an instructor coming in and giving Tai Chi to seniors and beginners to learn the art of Tai Chi and what it means. And we had a great turnout. We had 18 folks down there doing a little action, and we got a great demonstration by our instructor, Mary Millman, and it was so much fun.
Okay. And now this Thursday,
yes,
we're going to have... imagine the microbrewery, I guess.
Absolutely. So this Thursday night, we're doing brews, brats, and bags. So we want to have some fun out in our parking lot this summer. So we're bringing this to you on Thursday night, and we are so excited. We are going to be serving Oso brews, and we're going to be grilling up some brats. And we're going to have bags games available for folks to just, you know, for some entertainment to play. We'll have music playing, but just getting people together, and that's what the Tribune will do.
And it's kind of interesting. You're doing that. And at the same time, around 6 o'clock at the corner there, the Elks will be getting together with veterans groups for their annual Flag Day salute.
Absolutely. So we encourage folks to, you know, go on over, enjoy that, and then come over and have a brew with us afterwards.
Sure.
We're also going to have the Rapid River Mashmasters group. So that's our home brew club here in our community. They're going to be on site. They're going to have some of their equipment. They're going to be answering your questions and, you know, telling you, hey, you should become an RRMM member.
Yeah.
We're excited to have them partnering with us on this event. And once you're done, you can go over and enjoy Chalk It Up and the movie downtown.
Yeah, so, you can do everything. You can celebrate Flag Day, celebrate your community, imagine what the Tribune building, what the microbrewery will be like, enjoy some tasty Oso brews and some brats and see how good you are at cornhole.
Yeah, perfect.
And then, like you said, go enjoy the outdoor movie.
Yep, so $5 will get you a brew and a brat. So we're excited. We'll also have water available for sale if someone's interested in that, but we're excited to get people down and around that space. And we got some other events coming up. So Chef Amy Rashad will be doing an awesome cooking demonstration class the following week. So that'll be on Thursday, June 21st, also at the Tribune Building.
What will be the hours of that?
5 until 7.
Okay.
And there are still spots available. There are a limited number of seats available so that everyone can have a taste and a part of participating in preparing the meal.
Oh, okay. So how much is it?
That event, you can register as a team or as an individual. I believe 30...
25 and 40.
25 and 40. Bless your heart, Corey. Okay. And you receive a half share of a local farmer's CSA as well. One of the things that we heard quite a bit in regard to Tribune programming is that we wanted to see how to transform those community-supported agriculture shares into food. And that's what we'll be teaching. And as part of what could someday be in that culinary kitchen.
And also it goes on with the previous announcement we had in one of our earlier shows about the fact that Mid-State Technical College, with their new hospitality program, the culinary portion of that, they want to locate in the Tribune Building.
Absolutely. There's so many wonderful connections to other groups, organizations, entities within our community, and so we'll be highlighting those as time goes on. But Tribune teasers are happening, and we want everyone to come out and get a taste of what's to come.
So hopefully, Amy, you'll have some nice young chefs that might be showing up, or someone that's or just someone that wants to see what you can do with locally sourced food. And so how will this work this evening?
You bet. Well, you can come down if you're registered for the event, or if you have not, you can always just come down and take a peek at what we're up to. Or we also will have tours going at the two different events as well. If you haven't had the opportunity to be in the building yet, you have that opportunity on those days. But Joel Keenhold from Lonely Oak Farms will be bringing CSA shares down. It'll be a little bit like chopped in the sense that we don't know necessarily ahead of time what produce will be available on that day. And I'll be creating some dishes with the assistance of those that have come to participate and providing some recipes for them to then take their share home and bake or cook or saute some other things.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a fun event.
It's going to be awesome. And, you know, we're so excited to get people excited about Tribune again. And that brings us to the next thing we want to talk about today, which is global giving.
Yes, let's talk about the Global Giving Challenge.
Yeah, so we are so fortunate in that we have been selected as one of 601 projects from 81 countries. So this is across the world, Carl. I mean, to participate in a global giving crowdfunding program. So this is the largest crowdfunding program available. So we are so fortunate to be selected. And in order for us to get a permanent spot on the Global Giving platform, though, we have to demonstrate that people want this. And how we do that is we need to, between now and the end of this month, bring in 40 donors and $5,000.
Okay.
And our goal, though, is $1 million raised for the Tribune. And there's going to be so much opportunity to do that and accelerate our giving and our gifts that are given to us, because Global Giving has bonus days and they have incentive days and they have matching opportunities that we would not get by just someone depositing $10, you know, at our office. Doing it this way gives us, you know, it opens up those doors. So if we can get those 40 donors, $5,000, we can get a permanent spot on this site. But I am so excited to share with you that I checked the numbers right before we left here, or left to come here today, and we are at 32 donors, and we're at $2,115.
Okay, this is doable.
It was doable yesterday before we even had that amount of donors.
But now it's really, I mean, it's right there.
It is right there. So we need 8 more donors to get us to that first goal of 40 donors, and then we need, you know, just about 58 more percent to get us to that dollar amount. I'm confident.
Is there a minimum amount to be a donor, or is it whatever you feel comfortable with, or what is it?
There is not, and multiple opportunities to do so. When going on the Global Giving site, you can search for Tribune, and at that opportunity, you can donate either a one-time donation or a donation monthly. And there is also, if you go out to the Facebook page for the Tribune, you'll see that there's an opportunity to text to give as well. And that's a $10 text to give opportunity that then shows up on your phone bill.
Okay. Wow. So this is going to be
It's huge. This is amazing. And how wonderful for us, being a rural community, getting this opportunity. If you look at the Global Giving site, you're not going to see a lot of rural United States opportunities on there. So this is pretty significant, and we are so excited.
How did they find out about us? Did someone mention them?
Well, we found out about it. Our CEO, Kelly Ryan, found out about it through the Aspen Institute, and so we pursued it as an organization, as an opportunity.
Okay.
And so, like I said, a lot of legwork had to go into this. But when we found out that we were accepted to be on this accelerator site to get this started, we knew that we had to put it into full gear because this is such a huge opportunity.
Oh, yeah. This accelerates the Tribune project.
If you'd like to see a shovel in the ground in that Tribune, help us. Let's achieve this together. We designed it together. We imagined it together. This is how we're going to get there. If we can get that $1 million raised, it's going to unlock the capital needed to make sure that that space is getting up and running as quickly as possible.
And so when we do this, what does that mean for getting a shovel in the ground?
So the closer we get to that $1 million goal, the closer we get to unlocking the capital needed to make sure that we can see our dreams come true. And I'm confident that we're going to get there. We have so much opportunity, but this is just one of those opportunities. Right. But not only is this, you know, significant in raising dollars, it's significant in raising awareness. And other people who are interested in funding the Tribune Project will see us on a national platform doing this work, and that looks really good.
That's a very good point, Kari, because this is a great PR. I mean, this is going to get, wow, they're really doing something special with that project in Wisconsin Rapids. I want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. So, you know, whether you have a dollar to give, $10 to give, or $1,000 to give, each dollar counts. And we've said that all along, and we really mean that. And this is a way for you to put your dollar to the best use right now. And if we can get this going and get ourselves a permanent spot on the site, just think of how amazing to go on a national platform like this and see our small community there.
Yeah. So let's do it. So what's the web address, or what's the easiest way for folks to get involved?
Well, you can just go out to globalgiving.org. Okay. The easiest way, though, is we have access to this right on our website. We're going to have access to this through our Facebook posts as well. So you could go to either of those for quick, easy access. But I'd encourage you to go out to Global Giving and look at the other things if you're interested in learning more about the actual site itself. But the actual address is globalgiving.org/project/Tribune, and they'll take you right to our page.
Okay. So let's do this, gang, and we have until the end of this month, is it?
Till June 29th. And you
June
know,
29th.
This is how we're going to unlock that capital.
That's our anniversary date.
Well, perfect. Anyone who'd like to give a donation in honor of Carl and Pam's anniversary, look us up. We'll make sure we take care of you.
Perfect gift for you guys.
Yeah. That's where we met.
That's
so sweet.
That's so symbolic then.
Yeah.
Love,
I mean,
the Tribune.
The Tribune.
That building means so much to so many, and what a neat insight into your relationship, Carl. Thank you.
It wouldn't have happened. I was in a crowded newsroom that was about half the size of this room. I mean, it was like a closet. It was on the side of the building facing the parking lot, the rear parking lot, and hey, you want to go out for a bite? I'm working late. You want to go out for a bite to eat? And I said, yeah. I said, and my dad goes, you fell for the oldest trick in the book.
When that dream is a reality, you'd be standing in a place where you could have had that meal right there.
Yeah. So there are some great opportunities. And for all these Tribune teaser events, you got a listing on your website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, our events page on the Encourage website has it. You can see them on our Facebook. We have events out there for them. And there's a lot more to come. We're working on creating more as we speak, actually. So there's going to be a lot of fun things going on throughout summer and fall.
And that's why you want to get involved. And right now, especially, help us out with your community picnic. It's your picnic. Meet your friends and neighbors. Be a part of it. And I promise you, you'll have a great time.
Absolutely.
You will have a wonderful time. Gang, this has been a great great news day with the Encourage report. Thank you so much. And you take care.